Forgiveness is better than revenge. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. What is the thing of in your life that someone hurt you the most, the biggest injustice that happened to you? Where people have been mean and egoistic or treated you unfair? If you have forgiven and forgotten, that is the good sign that you have understood the concept. As Christ forgives us, so we are to forgive others. And if you are still upset about what someone has done to you, and there is a lot of mean and injustice in the world, that is understandable. But it is not what God wants us to do. God don't want us to revenge and to have bad thoughts on others. It might hurt a lot if injustice and violence happens to us, if we are persecuted and things are taken away from us, if we have serious disadvantages, like if something impacts our health or our time or our family or whatever because of what others have done. And yet, we are still called to accept that it hurts and not to revenge. Because if we fight back, if we revenge, if we give back what we have received, or even worse or less, then we do injustice again by ourselves. It makes no sense to fight the injustice with new injustice. It's not what God wants. Romans 12, verse 14, ask God to bless those who persecute you. Ask Him to bless, not to curse. And starting from verse 17, if someone has done you wrong, do not repay him with the wrong. Try to do what everyone considers to be good. Do everything possible on your part to live in peace with everybody. Never take revenge, my friends. Never take revenge, but instead let God's anger do it. For the scripture says, I will take revenge, I will pay back, says the Lord. Instead, as the scripture says, if your enemies are hungry, feed them. If they are thirsty, give them a drink. For by doing this, you will make them burn with shame. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, conquer evil with good. Do not let evil defeat you. Instead, overcome it with good. Lord, we thank you for your great news of forgiveness. You see how we are hurt by others, how others do us damage and injuries and take things away, how there is injustice and unfair practices in the world, how the stronger one often misuses his power for his egoistic benefits, while others and the weaker ones have to suffer, and how often the persecutors do trouble to the persecuted people. We pray that you help us to forgive. Thank you for your great forgiveness, that whatever we have done wrong, you have forgiven. You have suffered for us. You went to the cross and absorbed the terrible pain in order to pay for our sins. Thank you for what you have done. Help us to fully understand that in order to be able to forgive others as well. Send your Holy Spirit on us and help us to overcome evil with good. Take away all thoughts of revenge and guide us like that on our way towards your eternal kingdom, where we praise your holy name forever. Amen.